Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, negotiations continue over the proposed A's waterfront ballpark. Oakland officials say they're in the process of securing $321 million in federal and state money for infrastructure upgrades, with the hopes that that will help the city and the team reach an agreement on the deal. For more on all of this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, thanks as always for joining us. Now, the team and Oakland officials are also trying to hammer out how to pay for these infrastructure upgrades. What kind of timeline are these negotiations on?
Well, it's getting down to, right down to the wire. What we're talking about here is the A's want the deal wrapped up by the end of the year. That has always been their goal. But it's anything, it's getting more distant. Look, here's the bottom line. The A's originally said that they needed about $360 million in public money for infrastructure around the ballpark and the 30,000 apartments and condos they're planning to build there, along with hotels, real office, and retail space. This is one of the biggest developments in the country, let alone in Oakland. So this is a huge project, and it needs a lot of work on streets and things like that around it to get it going. The city thinks it can come up with maybe $320 million in federal and state funds. That's not a sure thing, but they think they can do it. So that leaves a gap of about $40 million. But Ed Reskin, the city manager of Oakland, delivered news yesterday on two fronts. One, that they may not get the full $320 million they're looking for, and two, that it's going to cost significantly more than $360 million for the infrastructure. That's two pieces of very bad news. So in other words, they're not sure they have the money, and they're going to need a lot more. So how do you come up with that? One idea is possibly a bond. As long as it doesn't touch the general fund, the city council may go for that. But they're still trying to work it out. And this is not good, because they've only got a couple of months to do this. And if they don't get it done by January, you're going to have a new mayor and new members on the city council, and it could not be back to square one, at least two or three.
You know, every time I hear Reskin talk about this, I get that impression that he's still got the Raiders deal on his mind and how badly that turned out, and we don't want to make that mistake again.
Eric, you are hitting it right on the head. It's not just him, it's the entire city of Oakland and the Oakland city government. The city council does not want a repeat of the Raiders deal that left the Alameda County taxpayers and the city of Oakland taxpayers on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars for years. No, they do not want to see that. That's overshadowing everything. So this deal has to be laid out. It has to be cleared. And as I said, if they want to get it done by the end of the year, they got to move fast. But here's the catch. There's always another catch, is that if these conversations go up to the wire and the deal goes up to the wire, they won't have time to do the proper independent financial analysis of the deal in order to really give the city council an idea of the risks and the benefits of the deal. So we may see the A's and their Oakland go into extra innings on this, because these deadlines, they're not hard. We'll see if they go past them. Wouldn't be the first time, but it could be the last if Las Vegas comes knocking.
All right. Well, we thank you as always. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.